My name is Thea. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
What can I do for you today?
I just have a general question. Mm-hmm. My son tested positive for COVID Monday. A week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we were told that we had to quarantine for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And that ran out yesterday, and mm-hmm. that's the day we could come out of quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Did he take another test after the quarantine to make sure he didn't have it anymore?
He did not.
Okay. Is that a requirement? Okay, if it's not a requirement, then you should be fine. But just double check with them to make sure that they don't require that before they go back.
Okay.
Okay.
And I guess what I'm trying to make sure of is it.
Because I know a lot of places require, but it's completely up to the, you know, place's discretion how they decide to handle.
I'm more trying to make sure that we're doing we just want to do the right thing. We do social distancing. We wear masks. We're trying to do what we're supposed to do.
Correct.
So mm-hmm. I'm asking you, does that sound correct to you?
Does what sound correct? How they're handling the situation?
Yes. They told us that after 10 days, we would be able to come out of quarantine. Does that sound
correct?
That's fine.
That's fine. Yes, that's perfectly fine. Now, whether you take another test after you quarantine or anything, that's up to you. But that's how long it takes for the virus, 10 to 14 days, for it to run its course. But it's up to their discretion if they feel as though you need
okay.
to take another test.
So the rest of us did not get it. It was just my son.
Oh.
And we have not gotten it. But I want to make sure I'm clear about that. I don't have COVID. My wife, my son, other son, and my daughter, we did not get it. I had one son that tested positive.
Okay.
And so we were all told that we had to quarantine for 10 days. And so that ran yesterday. And we're told that we can come out today.
Okay.
Is that correct?
For what they said, yes. But just to be safe, I would potentially, even though you don't show any signs or symptoms, you can be asymptomatic and have COVID. So just to be on the safe, just to see if you have the antibodies or anything of that nature, I would take one just to be on the safe side.
But take you can one what?
Take a test just to be safe.
Where can you do that? Where should I go do that?
Where you want to, okay, let me refer you to some sites.
Let me ask one more question too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he continues to have symptoms, and I know people will, and I know people. You know, some people have symptoms for weeks and months.
Mm-hmm.
When is he no longer considered contagious?
Now that would have to be validated by taking another test, and you would have to ask an actual medical professional, like a doctor or nurse or whoever administers that to you. Now I wouldn't know that. That's completely up to you know. The medical professional's discretion.
Okay.
What county are you in? If you want me
Baldwin
to refer
county.
You to Baldwin.
Okay. Baldwin County.
Try to refer you to some sites just so you can know.
And are these free test sites?
Good question. I can try to check and see. And did you want me to give you the on-call nurse's number? You can ask a few questions with them, you know, the same questions you're asking me, just to get validation if you want the on-call
nurse.
That'd be great. Okay? I'm going to give you two numbers, okay?
Okay.
The first number is 334-314-9789.
Okay.
And the second number is going to be...
Who is that?
It's not a specific name appointed with the number. They're just on-call nurses. They work in shifts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
right.
The person that picks up
right.
was, you know, they'll be a nurse.
Okay.
And the second number is 334. 451-0262. Okay.
Okay, and what is that number for?
That's another on-call nurse, just in case the first one doesn't work.
All
I gave you another reference to go by.
Thank you very much. All right,
no
I
problem.
Appreciate that.
And what else I
thank
was
you very
to
much.
Do for you? Okay.
Did you want to look at testing sites?
Right, the testing sites. And you said what county?
Baldwin County.
Baldwin. All right, so I got four different locations. I have Daphne, Fairhope, Orange Beach, or Robertsdale.
Where is it in Daphne?
Daphne is going to be an American Family Care Clinic on 6631 Park Drive.
Okay.
Okay, you want me to provide you with their phone number?
Yes.
I'm not sure if it's appointment or walk-in, so let me give you that number.
Okay. What's the one in Fairhope?
Fairhope is also a family care clinic as well on County Road A 48.
Okay.
You want both of those?
Both of them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's going to be 251 255 2523.
Okay. All right.
And the family care in Fairhope is 251 220-6780.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
No problem. You can reach out to them, just ask those questions, see if you got to pay or whether it's complimentary, and they'll give you all that necessary information, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. No problem. Thank you for calling, all right?
Bye-bye.
Enjoy your day.
Bye-bye.